Unpolished Little Gems, Episode 2, Truth. There's something so fascinating about other people's letters and the stories they tell. In summer of 98, we get to delve into an event from 20 years ago between two former best friends, performed by Shauna Jones as Julie and Mary Tillett as Trudy, and written and produced by Tracy Haywood.
Thank you. Dear Julie. What a surprise it was to find a letter from Julie Graham coming through my letterbox. Although I see now that you're Julie Turner and your handwriting has improved. Oh, Mike Baldry. I haven't thought about him in years. He was such a waste of time. I think with Mike it was probably the usual story. He saw me, decided he wanted to be with me. I was flattered and I didn't stop to think about what I wanted. The problem with Mike was before I had the chance to work out what I wanted. My mum told me he was an idiot and that I shouldn't be with him. At the time, I was stubborn. I say at the time, but I still am now. And that just pushed me to defend him. The longer I defended him, the sillier I would have felt if I was proven wrong, so I didn't allow for that to happen. On that night at Glastonbury, when I saw you kissing Mike, without thinking, I shouted and screamed at you and blamed you for it all. I just didn't want to be proved wrong. After all, I was giving up my place at university for him. I'd already sent the letter 2 days earlier and I didn't know if I could undo it, so I didn't, and I blamed you. I let you go without saying a word. I did want to, desperately, if that makes a difference, but me and Mum had so many rows about Mike and I'd sworn to her he was good for me, and so it was easier for me to tell myself our friendship had run its course and that Mike was good and he'd been taken advantage of. Well, I say it was easier. It wasn't easy at all. I want you to understand that. We stayed together another 3 years. We rowed all the time. I was desperately unhappy. Then, eventually, he ran off with another woman. I was heartbroken. I had wanted to contact you for a number of years, but I felt silly. I would love to come and join you on the bench in your garden. I'm not a size 6 anymore either, but I'm more than happy to help you finish your wine and your crisps. Below is my number. Please call me to sort out a date. Love, Trudy. Kiss. Kiss, 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 kiss.
Julia takes a trip down memory lane when she goes to scatter her late husband's ashes. The Avebury Stone Circle was written and produced by Tasman Pinder and performed by Mary Tillett.
Oh, hasn't changed one bit, Frank. Still looks the same even after 40 years. I'd have thought those property developers would have had their eye on this. Nice plot of land as it is. Yes, if my memory serves me well, it was this one. Behind this very stone where we first... Well, you being the old romantic that you were, taking me out for a couple of pints of cider down the Red Lion. You told me about this place. Asked if I'd like to come for a walk. And we picked up a bag of chips and a battered sausage along the way. It was my first time. I'd never had a battered sausage until I met you. 40 years, Frank. Didn't it just fly by? In some ways. Of course, this is something of a liberation for both of us in a sense. And, well, I'm smoking again, as you can see. Nothing you can do about that now, is there? What are you going to do, Frank? Strike me down from beyond the grave? Ha! I'd like to see you try. Nah, thought not. You're always a gutless old sod. Silly old sod. Right. Well, let's get this over with. Honestly, when they gave me the box, I didn't think there'd be quite so much. But it is all of you in there, I suppose. Aye. Behind the stone then, my love. Here we go. Ashes to ashes, dust to... Jesus. Bit of a breeze up here. I knew, you know, about Janet. I always knew right from the start. I mean, you going off to play snooker at all hours, and that night you said you'd got stuck in Doncaster because of the trains. I knew it all along. But when you love someone, well, sometimes you let things... 40 years, Frank. I'll never forget that first date. Me in my posh blue dress from Laura Ashley. When we walked arm in arm in the moonlight around these stones. The battered sausage. And those ciders you bought me at the Red Lion.